Hello and welcome to level 44 of 3 Extra Lives, a video game and trivia podcast. I'm your host, Tom Knight. How are you doing today? Now, it goes without saying that there is a lot of uncertainty and panic in this world happening right now as we are in the midst of a pandemic. All I want to say to start off this show is I hope you're keeping safe. I hope you're taking all the necessary health precautions that you can, and I hope you and your family and your friends are all doing okay in this time, which is just extremely scary and unnerving because we don't really know everything that's involved. But I'm here to give you a little distraction somewhat. We are going to be talking a bit about relevant topics to the state of the world right now, but I just want you to know that you're not alone. So with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. So a game you might have heard of, and it's probably been mentioned quite a lot recently, especially over the past few months as we entered into 2020, was a game called Plague Inc. Now this game actually does get a lot of traction whenever there is an outbreak of a virus or a flu or something similar like that. And this game itself has actually been used to educate and simulate what a virus outbreak looks like. Now, again, some people probably at times like this want to avoid games like that. They don't want to scare themselves anymore. I'm a little bit opposite that I like to educate myself a bit more, and sometimes actually knowing more about something that's going on can be reassuring. Now, this game is a huge success. It's had over 130 million players, and you get to either create your own virus or you get to simulate actually viruses that have outbroken in the past and see how they work and see how they potentially spread throughout the world. Now again, what I'm saying here could be quite scary. It could be like, why would you want to look at something like that during a time like this? But from an educational point, it's actually really interesting to just see how that happens, why that happens, and why actually the steps that governments are taking in the world to prevent this from spreading actually makes sense. There's definitely people out there that are taking this seriously. There's probably people out there that don't think it is as serious as it actually is. And I know I've been in personal discussions with the likes of my parents who are a lot older than me, and we all process this information in lots of different ways. But I think ultimately we all want the same thing. We all want everyone to be safe and to minimize the impact of an outbreak as much as possible. And that's what I take from this game, that actually it can be used as in an educational purpose, and it can be a way for you to learn more about how these outbreaks happen and how they spread and how easily they can spread, because this is an issue and this could happen again. This is something that's not uncommon from history if you look back. And I think the more opportunities we have to learn, especially in times when it's actually happening and relevant as well, can be beneficial to us in the future. And actually keeping on that educational purpose, Plague Inc. recently, at the end of 2019, released update for this game, which was a fake news simulator, which again, it works somewhat like a virus, the way it can spread, the way it can, I'm not going to say infect people, but it's going to sway their mind on certain things, and you can actually simulate something like that as well, which again, something that happens in our world quite a lot. And I think it's something that it's a tool, it's a game which you can enjoy, but you can also learn from that as well. And Plague Inc. is so realistic that the CDC has even asked the developer in the past to come and speak about infection models in the game. So yeah, maybe it's not your thing right now, but it's definitely a educational game that you can perhaps learn a bit more about what's going on in the world right now. I'm not going to say it has the answers, it doesn't have the cure, it doesn't have all that, but I don't know. I'm just somebody that when something's happening like this, I like to try and find out more about it and what's actually happening in a way that perhaps scrolling through a news feed on Twitter won't get me. So why not give it a look for yourself? You might be surprised what you learn. That's Plague Inc. by Endemic Creations. It's trivia time, so I'm going to stick on the subject of viruses, and I'm going to go for a very popular virus from a horror game, which was called the Tyrant Virus. Most commonly known as the T-Virus, was a man-made mutagenic plague and staple of the early Resident Evil games. This was created by which organization in the game? Was it the Umbrella Corporation, the Raincoat Association, or the Anorak Society? The answer was the Umbrella Corporation. If you got that one right, give yourself an extra life. Now, as of recording, I'm one of those people that are in self-isolation due to the current pandemic that has broken out in the world. And yes, it is a scary place. It's a scary time, like I mentioned before, but there's distractions there. There's things we can turn to that we know, that we love, that can take our mind off what's going on out there and keep us distracted and keep us entertained while we're spending a bit more time inside. One of those things is video games, and I'm not alone when I say I've been playing a little bit more video games recently, but so has everyone else. And it's actually quite interesting to see that Steam has had a record-breaking 20 million concurrent users as the COVID-19 has kept people inside their homes a bit more. And it's not really something to celebrate that this platform has achieved its record-breaking users, but at the same time, maybe it is. Maybe we're saying, okay, people are taking advice, people are staying home, more people are staying home at once, more people are playing video games. That's good because they're not going outside, they're not potentially at risk for spreading or for catching, and I'm taking that as a small win in the current climate. And it's not just Steam that is seeing players flock to. It's actually really interesting with the fact that most sporting events currently have all been cancelled. And, you know, as someone that's partial to watching a bit of sports, we all have that itch that needs to be scratched. And currently, it can't really be done with physical means. So we're turning to video games. We're talking about football clubs, messaging over football clubs, and simulating games on the likes of FIFA or Pro Evolution Soccer, or even Football Manager. We're seeing clubs message each other and playing games of tic-tac-toe or Connect Four over Twitter and over social media. And I think even at the darkest times in humanity, and you could definitely class this as one of those times, there's still light out there. There's still things happening that makes me smile. There's still events happening where I'm like, okay, we're in this situation, but sometimes you've just got to make the most of that. You've got to take the hand that you're dealt and play that hand. And if you can do that with video games as well, well, for me, that's really awesome too. Now, I'm not saying that it's all good and it's all great, but video games is an escape. I've used it as a way to escape and to switch off and to relax and unwind even before this all happened. And I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you have too. But I feel like it's something quite comforting to know that we have video games, that we still have access to these games and we can still play them, we can still enjoy them, we still have the internet where we're connecting with people. And you may even be seeing services like Discord and Steam and other game launchers perhaps running into a few issues because there are more players using those services right now in the midst of this pandemic. And all I would say is just be patient. Just be patient with the likes of that, because there are going to be more people using a lot more services like this, and there is going to be a lot more traffic online. So it's going to result in a few more problems. But if you're staying at home and you're playing video games, it's actually okay to do that right now. It's okay. It's fine. That's what everyone should be doing if they can. So go on, have one more game. It's trivia time. So that was a bit of a generic topic of video games, and we're just gonna go for a generic video game question. Here we go. Adam, Axel, and Blaze are three playable characters in the first series of which game? The answer is Streets of Rage. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. So there is a bit of a running theme throughout this level of three extra lives, and I just want to take this point of the podcast to invite you somewhere. And that place is the Dragon Powered Studio Discord. Now, this show has been part of the Dragon Powered Studio network since it formed back in 2019. And it's a community I've been part of for, I don't even know how many years, it's quite a lot. And my memory's not as good as it used to be. In times like this, it can be tough. You can feel a bit lonely if you're not going outside, if you're not meeting up with friends, or you're maybe not even at work, which can be a social aspect. You're not doing all the things you usually do. Now, as someone that works from home and spends a lot of time at home because I work at home, I'm not really feeling the impact of the situation we're in right now. And that's not to say that it doesn't have an impact on your mental health, because certainly as somebody that has worked from home and getting used to that adaptation from being out in the working world, it definitely takes a lot getting used to. So I can see if you're someone that's usually out there, outside, or going to work every day, that this can feel a bit strange for a while. And who knows how long this could potentially go on for. We don't know that, and that's part of the fear of the unknown. But anyway, I wanted to openly invite you to our Dragon Powered Studio Discord over at dragonpoweredstudio.com/Discord. Without turning this segment into a bit of an advert, I just wanted to say that this is a really warming and welcoming community that, if you're looking for a place to maybe chill out with some tabletop simulator or another game that I mentioned recently on this show, Among Us, we have regular gaming sessions, but also just in the midst of everything that's currently going on, we're just kind of reaching out to each other a bit more and just saying, hey, who wants to play some of this tonight? Or maybe somebody's streaming something and we're all in there having a chat. And there is something quite weird about a pandemic bringing people together more and being more social in the internet space. But again, going back to the previous segment, in a way, you've got to make the most of what we're dealing with right now. And the internet is still up and running as of recording this podcast, my goodness. And I don't know about you, but I have some really awesome friends that I enjoy playing games over the internet with, and taking more time to do that right now. Again, a distraction. Again, just a place to keep being social, to keep being engaged with other people. It might sound really simple, but you know what? It definitely helps. It definitely feels good to do that and to boost those relationships and be able to make jokes and laugh and do all those things in the midst of what's going on outside our front doors. So yeah, it is my privilege to be part of this community. And like I say, we play regular games, tabletop simulator. You have to pick that up if you're coming over, though, because we play that a lot. We've played the likes of Werewolf, Sheriff of Nottingham. We've played Ticket to Ride. We have even played Pandemic, come to think of it now. But it is a community that's always looking out for each other and really supportive. And I just, honestly, I wouldn't know what I would be doing if I didn't have those fiery dragons blanketing me in a warmth of goodness with my podcast and just me in general. It's a great place to hang out. And if you are feeling lonely, or you're trying to find a place to be online where, you know, you just want to play some chill video games, no drama, no judgment, we really are open to anyone joining, any skill level. I mean, we're all a bit goofy in our own way, and we don't take ourselves too seriously, and we just love playing video games, and we love playing video games together when we have the opportunity, and especially games with bluffing and deceit and lying. I don't know why that's a theme, but it is, and we love playing it. So again, if you're listening to this and anything I'm saying resonates with you, please don't hesitate. Come on over to dragonpoweredstudio.com/discord. We've got several channels set up there for various shows, but we also have general channels as well for, well, general talk. You would be most welcome there, and we can't wait to have you. It's trivia time, so we're talking about Dragon Powered Studio. Made me think of this question. Guess the game. This rail shooter video game series by Sega follows the story of a lone hero or heroine fighting an evil empire in a post-apocalyptic world while riding a dragon. First released in 1995 on the Sega Saturn. The answer is Panzer Dragoon. If you got that one right, give yourself an extra life. And here we are at the end of the show. How did you do on the trivia this week? Why not let me know over on the socials? at 3 Extra Lives. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Always love to hear how you're doing on the trivia. Like always, you can email the show at podcast@3extralives.com. If you've got any feedback, if you've got any recommendations, if you just want to say, hey, my door is always open. And like always, you can find the show notes for this level of 3 Extra Lives over at 3extralives.com. You can find everything that I've mentioned here, links to everything that I've talked about, so you don't have to go searching. And again, if you are interested in joining the Dragon Powered Studio Discord, please, please do that over at dragonpoweredstudio.com/Discord. And that, my friends, brings us to the end of another level. I thank you very much for listening. Stay safe, and I will see you all in level 45!
By Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.